We are broadcasting financial success each and every Tuesday night here on Cashback Radio. Welcome into the program. I'm Brad Dalias. Hope you had a great 4th of July weekend. We all are back and hungrier and just better than ever this week here at Savion. A very exciting time, obviously, just about a week or so removed, just over a week removed from the big Las Vegas global launch event, and we're still feeling the aftershocks, if you will, because we have a lot of exciting things that are just, if they haven't already been implemented, they're just about to be implemented into Savion. So really exciting stuff coming here right around the corner. So the bottom line is we're all excited right now, right? Because it's an exciting time to be a part of the company and some of the things coming here as the summer of Savion continues. By the way, you can follow me on Twitter at Brad Dalias for all the latest news on everything I'm putting out there, from business, sports, you name it. I pretty much cover it all. That's the best way to keep up with me, is at Brad Dalias, D-A-L-I-U-S, on Twitter. Tonight's guest, very excited about this evening's show, because we're going to be talking with a guy who inspires. I think that's the best way to put it. He inspires. He did a phenomenal job in Las Vegas last week. He had a great presentation. He got tremendous feedback, and really he was just awesome in general. So tonight's guest is the youngest Savion five-star, and it's really impressive when you think about it to be able to do this. Corey and I are right around the same age, and to be able to do it is really phenomenal, what he's done so far and what he's going to continue to do. So tonight's guest, Savion five-star Corey Chadwick, now joins us here on Cashback Radio. Corey, what's going on, man? Thanks for coming on tonight.
Absolutely. Can you hear me? Just wanted to double check.
I can.
Okay, great.
You're good, man.
I'm excited to be on, and it's a pleasure, and very humbling to be able to speak with you and the rest of the Savion Nation. I love the company. I love what it represents, and I love what it's doing for the industry.
Likewise, man. It's great to have you on the show tonight. We appreciate your time for sure. We know you're busy. You have a lot of stuff going on, building up your organization, which we're going to get into in a little bit, but it's definitely really, really great to have you on the show. I want to talk about a couple different things tonight with you, Corey. First off, though, just talking about the crazy industry of network marketing, and it's exciting. It's definitely thrilling for a lot of people. Things are constantly changing. You don't know where it's going to turn next. For you, though, talking about your experience getting involved originally with network marketing, how did it come about for you? How did you initially get involved? And, just kind of take us down that path of initially getting into it and then how things kind of took off from that point.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's kind of a funny story, because I never would have thought I would have been someone to be in the network marketing industry. Both of my parents are cut and dry corporate America. And, my brother was the golden boy and went to the private school, SMU, and went the business route. And so I kind of was just following in those footsteps and, became a financial analyst, and just after, being in that job market for a year and working with my peers who were a lot older than me, and kind of really seeing that that's what my life was going to be like kind of 5-10 years down the road, it kind of just really gave me the wake-up call, I think, pretty early, earlier than I think it does in others. Luckily, I had three guys that I worked with that were making more money outside of the industry than they were making at their job. And, once I got comfortable talking about, how much money they were making and how they're able to budget and live that lifestyle, that's when the industry got turned to me. And I was just like everyone else, they got pitched by friends and stuff at, 18, 19, 20 years old. That pyramid scheme, quotes, right? And I never took it seriously. But when I, started talking to people who were older than me, that got the degree, that had the job that I thought, the career, right, that I thought I wanted, that's just when it really made me want to look at this thing a little bit deeper. And so the company that I got into, it had a comp plan that was a lot like, this company, Savion, where if you got three people, you had a free membership. It was free. We're better than free, so we're actually better than that off the gate. But within just 48 hours, I was making an extra $600 a month, right? And so at my job, I had been working a year to get that kind of raise, and the raise didn't even come. and then in 48 hours to give myself a $7,200 annual raise, the light bulb just went off. I was just, you know, what am I doing every day? You know, why am I spending all this time over here when I could be putting it into this compensation plan and trying to max it out and make $1 million, which kind of always had been a dream of mine. So it's kind of funny, you know, how I got into the industry and how I kind of stumbled into it. And looking back, though, now, you know, I wish I would have got in when I was 18 years old. You know, I wish I would not have, you know, wasted those three years, you know, before I really stepped into it. And then what was so, you know, blessing is within just 6 months, I was making what I was making at my job. So when most people would say, you know, continue to stay your job for a couple months and, you know, build that nest egg and be safe, I decided to take the risk. You know, I decided I needed to jump both feet into my business if I was going to take this thing seriously. And it was a good thing that I did, because within another 6 months, I was at a six-figure income. So, you know, I didn't make six figures my first year in the industry, but got to a six-figure annual income by that 12-month calendar year. And then again, you know, as we all know in the industry, unfortunately, it's about how much money you're making. So once I got to that six-figure income rank, I mean, everything kind of just really went to another level. You know, people started to want me on their team, started to reach out. You know, I started to kind of become the asset, if you will. And I think that's the main goal in every situation, is to always be an asset and to be able to, you know, bring value to the table and help other people change their life.
Incredible. We're talking with Savion five-star Corey Chadwick tonight here on Cashback Radio. As I mentioned at the top, Corey is the youngest five-star in Savion. What does that mean to you, man, to be the youngest? Because it's definitely an accomplishment within itself, I think.
Well, you know, I look at it as a blessing, you know, to be able to have this opportunity at such a young age. You know, when I look at the demographic that's in Savion right now, you know, older and have a lot more experience than me in the industry, I just feel honored to be working hand in hand with these guys that have paved the way in the industry. And, you know, I'm just looking to pave the way for my generation of millennials, for them to see that this is something that, as we say, is going to be generational, for our family and kids to come, and to be able to really just build something that Troy Dooley had said is something that's iconic. You know, I mean, I don't think we want to be a legacy company. I think we want to be an iconic company, that whenever you see the Savion brand, you know, just the logo, you already know what it is and you know what it means as far as a 20% cash back. So, I mean, I'm just humbled to be able to have this kind of rank to show the young people that it's possible, you know, to be able to get to six figures and to be able to do it in under 2 months. I mean, you know, if I can do it in under 2 months, I think it says someone can do it in 6 months or in 12 months or 2 years. I mean, I think, you know, people are going to work their job anyways. You know, imagine building this fortune on the side and being able to replace that six-figure income they already have in just, you know, a year or two. And I think that's, you know, realistic expectations if you're taking this thing very seriously. And, you know, I'm just going to continue to try to move through these ranks and through these ambassador ranks to show that, you know, the average person will – the average person that works above average can have, you know, a seven-figure income, can max out this compensation plan. Because I know, you know, they just get 8,000 people on this membership. That's so great when we have access to the whole world. It's just something that's very feasible, and I know we're going to have a lot of people that achieve it.
Something I talk about with people all the time in network marketing, people who maybe aren't too familiar with the industry, is the work ethic you have to create for yourself, because the amount of work, it's a lot. It's a lot to put in, and a lot of times people in network marketing, obviously they'll work from their home, a place that's convenient to them, and that's awesome. But you have to have the work ethic in place in order to be successful. How long, Corey, do you think, if you kind of reflect, how long did it take you to establish a work ethic, a pattern to allow you to achieve the success that you're at now, that you've been able to garner at this point? And, you know, just to put, you get consistency, because people who have success and they're successful, they have a good amount of consistency. They do things consistently well. for a good amount of time. So, you know, how long did it take you to get into that pattern of, you know, every day, you know, the same work ethic to try and achieve whatever goal you set for yourself?
Yeah, so I think, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, you're constantly having to improve that skill. It'd be unwise for me to say that that's something that I've mastered. But I think one thing that's really kept me going and it's gotten me to where I'm at and the drive and all that, it's kind of what we always say of having that why, you know, that really big reason why you're doing this, because that is what at the end of the day is going to get you out of bed every morning. You know, you don't have that boss that's going to yell at you. You know, you don't have any, your paycheck isn't necessarily determined by that. It's one of those things that you just have to know that you have so many reasons why you're doing this and why it's important. And then if you don't do it, you know, you're not going to have these things. And, you know, I just luckily, you know, I was raised by two amazing parents who have gone above and beyond in what they thought was the right field to do to give me the life that I have. And I've seen where they've had to sacrifice and where they, you know, have maybe made some mistakes here and there on why they did not necessarily get to where they got to. And so that's why I think, you know, me being able to learn from that, I've been able to take, you know, the work ethic from my parents, but then also kind of learn the new patterns that we see, you know, kind of work smart, not work hard, and learning from the new people who are, you know, having their money work for them instead of always working for their money, you know, really combining the two is, I think, what got me to the next level in this industry. I've always said, you know, my learning, you know, my education from college has helped in this industry, even though I did not need to have a degree to build this business. But then the consistency, I mean, that's just got to come. You got to find that deep down within, you know. I mean, it's got to be one of those things that you have to want it so bad. I want to give my parents so much more than they ever gave me, and I know I have less time to do that, you know. When I look at, you know, the age that I know my parents need to and want to retire, you know, that's not 20 years, right? So, you know, we give to our kids, you know, 18, 20 years, and I just want to be able to give so much more to my parents, and I know I have a short amount of time to do that, so it means that I got to make some different changes. And I think that's really where the work ethic, where the consistency comes from. You just got to find it in yourself to get out of bed and make it happen.
Once again, we're talking with five-star Corey Chadwick here on Cashback Radio. Talking about Savion and just the general excitement for the company, you know, being around other network marketing companies, there's definitely always excitement. But to me, this Savion has always stood out for whether it be the receipts aspect to it of, you know, just general shopping, everyday stuff. You can get cash back for it, whether it's that or something else. People are always excited about Savion. And being a part of it is a unique experience. For you, Corey, what is your most favorite thing about Savion? Just being a part of the company, what aspect of it do you enjoy the most?
Yeah, I think it has to definitely be the cash back. You know, the fact that 20% just to everyone kind of sounds like what we say, a no-brainer. We always focus on the customers in this industry and the people who are the first couple of ranks on the compensation plan. No one gets to leadership ranks without helping a lot of people get to the first couple of ranks. So I think the fact that someone can come in and be able to get three people and be able to make a max of $265 a month with their cash back, it's just unheard of, you know. And then for the next rank, like I mentioned before, to get to $600 a month, I had to get 12 people. It was harder than what we had to do as far as the 12 people over here. But then again, you add the $250 in cash back on top of that, and now we're talking about $850 with those same 12 people. So I think the idea of those two, you know, founder and VIP, the ranks in this company, being able to make an actual residual for yourself that is already life-changing is what has made this thing duplicate so much. And then, so to me, that's what's so exciting is watching my team have the success and make the money and have see the residual that they might have never seen in other companies before, when I told them that, hey, you know, you're not a bad network marketer, you know, maybe this is just not the right product for your market. And then coming over to a company like Savion, where the product is cash back and people are literally seeing the value and people are having success and they're having people join them and their teams are growing and they're duplicating. And I can say, you know, I've never seen this kind of duplication in my years of being in the industry. And that's something to really be proud about, that, you know, Savion has something that the market wants and that we have a system that's in place to really, you know, create that duplication.
Speaking of teams, we're going to talk about how you actually go about building and starting a team, because it's one thing to actually talk about it, but it's another to do it. And this guy has certainly done it, and more so. So we're going to talk about that after the break. You're listening to Cashback Radio. Brad Dalius with you tonight, talking with Savion five-star Corey Chadwick. We're back with more right after this.
Discover a new career, clarify a new lifestyle, or align a new life direction. Mental Minute Success Coaching will empower you with the skills and strategies to attain the success that you deserve. Whether you need financial stability, want to be your own boss, or desire increased sports and musical performance, Mental Minute Success Coaching is your key to a mindset built on trust and dedication. When life's pressures and transitions are limiting your mental ability to achieve your goals, our success coaching process will assist clients to follow through to receive the desired results. Mental Minutes provides individuals, groups, or businesses with success training for employees and entrepreneurs. A certified success coach will support, motivate, and inspire clients to reach their desired goals and increase performance. Living life in the 21st century can be challenging, but with the positive success coaching approach of Mental Minutes, you will be able to live your life making every minute count. Go to mentalminutes.com today and start living the life you've always dreamed.
Welcome back. We're live here at CashbackRadioLive.com each and every Tuesday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 5 o'clock on the West Coast. If you've missed any of our previous episodes, you can always catch up on demand. The link is always the same. It's CashbackRadioLive.com. Brad Daly's back with you here talking with Savion five-star Corey Chadwick, having a lot of fun tonight talking about Corey's success within the network marketing industry, some of the tips and golden nuggets, if you will, that he's picked up along the way, sharing with us all tonight. And one thing I mentioned before the break, team building, Corey, and building a team in general, knowing where to start, I think is one of the most common questions you get in general from people. Where do I begin? You know, how do I go about building an organization? You know, from just starting from the ground floor, step by step, some of the initial things you have to do. If you could, Corey, just kind of take us through that process, because a lot of people, they're very excited about getting into the industry, but they don't really know where to go sometimes initially when they first get signed up. They kind of hit that roadblock. Where do people go? What are some of the first initial steps they have to take to start building up their team?
Absolutely. Well, first off, you got to really toughen up your skin. You know, whatever you got to do to make yourself not necessarily worry about what other people are going to say or the responses that they might give you. That's so important, because otherwise when you go into building your team, you're going to get shut down and it's going to hurt you mentally and it's going to affect you all the way through. Secondly, you know, I'm going to tell people to do things differently than probably their sponsor or upline told them to do. And that's not necessarily go get your mom and dad and your brother and sister and family members signed up. You know, if they just want to get the cash back, that's great. Have them become a member. But when it comes to the team building aspect, when looking for leaders, you know, just because you grew up with them or your best friend, you know, does not mean that, you know, they're cut from the cloth of being an entrepreneur and wanting to, you know, work that kind of lifestyle, live that kind of lifestyle. So, you know, I always foremost tell people to turn to a social media platform like a Facebook, like an Instagram, like a Twitter, because I think that you need to work your business with people you do not know. I'm going to say that again. It's easier to work this business with people you don't know. And then people never really catch that, but, I mean, you know, imagine if you were to start a traditional business. You know, would you hire your brother and sister and mom and dad to do these different roles? You wouldn't. You know, you would find people who, you know, have skills that are, you know, have the coachability, right, to be in that position. So, you know, I would say, you know, get on the Facebook and start expanding your network. Look for people that look like they want to make money from home or on their own time, who want to be their own boss, that are into real estate, that trade currency, that are in other network marketings, because as we say, you know, timing might not be right now, but it might be right later on, to where they're able to work with you and bring in a massive team and create a whole crazy set of momentum for you. And you get that kind of momentum, and leaders come to you when you're consistent at your own company. And so, you know, I really think, you know, just branding yourself and putting yourself out there for the whole world to see and for the whole world to get to know you. If you're a likable person and you come off trustworthy and you seem like you know what you're talking about, people are going to want to join you. They're going to want to work with you. They're going to want to make money with you, and you're going to be able to build a massive team. And then the other side of that goes is it's not always about you. You know, I mean, I have a very, very large organization at Savion, and I can tell you it's not because about me. You know, it's because of the leaders on my team that I'm working with day in and day out, that are putting in the time, that are talking to people, that are showing them the plan, that are getting them on three-way calls with myself, that are setting up meetings at Starbucks. You know, I mean, it really is a team effort, and if you're working this thing by yourself, it's going to be really, really hard. You're constantly be adding. You know, you're not going to see multiplication. You're not going to see duplication. But if you don't force people to get in, you know, again, we're talking about the people who are going to be building with you, and you really find people who want it, and you work with them, and you make yourself available to them, and you have that open door policy. You know, we're not working, you know, in an office together, but, you know, the cell phone has changed everything. You know, you keep your cell phone on, you keep your ringer on, and when they call, you answer, because when they're calling, it's because they need something, just like in the office, right? Someone gets that, you know, a standpoint, they're staring at their computer like a deer in headlights, and if you could just help them get past that little, you know, bump that they're at, they're off the races again. So I think it's about really putting yourself out of the equation, making it about your team, helping them get their goals, achieve their ranks, and then before you know it, your team is going to be in the thousands.
Yeah, it's all about stepping aside and really putting other people first, I guess you could say. And, you know, not...
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, just sometimes, you know, you can be your own roadblock in a sense, if that makes sense, here or there. So yeah, knowing when to do certain things in this industry, I think, is definitely key, and you've definitely exemplified that. So there's no doubt, I completely agree with that one. And, you know, Corey, with what just that being said, and growing an organization, just with your own organization, did you think that the size of it where it is now would be as large as it is as compared to when you first started? Did you think, you know, especially in a short amount of time, just a couple months, you would be able to build it up this big?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely not. I mean, it's been truly amazing, you know, this opportunity. I don't think anyone in the company could have imagined that we would be where we're at right now. And I think that just, again, goes back to the fact that on the corporate side, they've created a compensation plan and a product that is for the masses. You know, I mean, it's the product is for everyone. The compensation plan, it's lucrative, and it's feasible, like I said earlier, and it pays out daily. You know, I mean, other companies, they could pay out quicker, but they don't want to, because they want to keep the money, and it's about cash flow. Our company knows how to manage cash flow and still be able to pay out the customers and the reps the money that they deserve, right, that they're working day in and day out for. And so, you know, times are changing, and other companies, they're not moving with the times, and our company is. You know, we're being very innovative, and I think, you know, that's why it's growing the way it's growing. I think that's why we're having this international growth that we're seeing all over the world. This is not just something that, you know, people in the United States see value in. This is something that the whole world is seeing value. And it's just something that, I mean, I'm just so blessed, and I feel so humbled, and I'm excited, you know, to be able to be in the very beginning, to see it for what it was when it was nothing, you know, when we didn't have any of these videos, when we didn't have all the testimonials and that we have today. And I think that just goes to show you, if someone like me can see the value and the vision before everything that we have today that we all see before our eyes, now that we have all this in place, I just don't see why anybody would not want to do this, you know. And again, I feel like it's just a matter of time before everyone does.
What is your ultimate goal within Savion? Obviously, you've been achieving a bunch of different things along the way en route to your 5-star rank, being the youngest in the company to do so. What's something you haven't achieved yet that you're aiming towards, you're striving towards down the line here in the future? What's something you hope to accomplish?
Well, I think you got to have team goals and you have to have personal goals, and so I always put my team first. So as far as team goals, you know, I've been able to help, you know, several people get to six figures, you know, in my time in the industry, and I've been able to get to that rank at that type of income as well, which is great. But, you know, once you do start making six figures, you really do start to look at seven figures as being that next milestone. And, you know, after that, there's seven-figure monthly income, right, which is even a whole nother level up. So, you know, I think it's always got to be about scaling up and helping your team scale up. So one thing that I definitely, a goal of mine in Savion is to help several people get to presidential ambassador and make $3,000 a day. I feel like a lot of people are shy to talk about this rank and that they don't want to scare people off, but, you know, I believe in it so much, and I see that it's going to happen. It's so feasible that I'm not afraid to talk about it. I'm excited to talk about it. And so that's my goal for my team, is to help some people get to seven figures, that I know from that point on, their life will never be the same in a good way. You know, I've heard it time and time again that once you make your first million, you know, the millions and millions come after that. So as far as personal goals go, you know, I've been able to work from home. I got a beautiful house, beautiful cars, nice things. So, you know, as far as materialistic things, I mean, that was kind of always my goal, you know, leading up. And I think that's always the goal for everyone when they first get in and they're young. But now it's really more about my family. You know, my mom got diagnosed with muscular dystrophy about 3 years ago after being laid off from her main job. And she just doesn't need to be working anymore. You know, like I said, I see my dad work day in, day out, you know, 75% travel a month, you know, all over the world, being in the oil and gas industry. And so I just really want to give it back to them. You know, I want to get them retired. I want to have so much residual coming in that I'm able to literally donate half of it to them so they can live their life the way they deserve and me still be able to live my life. And I think, you know, when you're making so much money, there's just only so much you can spend. And so that's really my goal, is to be able to make so much money in Savion for myself and for my team and for my family that we can literally just go out in life, have time, financial freedom, never look at a price tag for anything, whether it's clothes on a menu or to go somewhere, and just be able to live life. That's the ultimate goal. That's what I want to accomplish.
5-star Corey Chadwick here on Cashback Radio. He's killing it in Savion, folks. If you haven't heard about him yet, where have you been? Because he's just been lighting it up. So awesome job, Corey. Really appreciate your time tonight, man, here on the show. You know, real quick, where should people go if they want to keep up with you and, you know, your work and everything that you're putting out there?
Yeah, absolutely, and I appreciate that plug-in, Brad. But, yeah, so if you go to, you know, Facebook, you can just look up Corey Chadwick, first name spelled C-O-R-E-Y, Chadwick. You know, you'll see a picture of me. I'm kind of wearing a tan blazer. You know, that's where I put out a lot of my content. That's where I really try to meet people, because they have a great platform to be able to chat and talk to people. You can also follow me on Instagram at Team1%, spelled out. And, you know, that's my brand, my LLC. And again, that, you know, I tell people it's not about being the wealthy 1%. It's just about doing things differently than the other 99%, so you can have the life that most people don't have. And if you surround yourself with those kind of people with that kind of mindset, The only way you can go is up.
Love it. Corey Chadwick here on Cashback Radio. Corey, thanks for your time, man. It's been a lot of fun. We'll talk soon.
I really appreciate it, Brad. You guys have a great night, okay?
Take care. Absolutely. And there he goes, five-star Corey Chadwick here on Cashback Radio tonight. Awesome job. Definitely check him out. Like I said, he's doing big things for Savion right now, and he's only going to get bigger, folks, as he continues along. So that's going to do it for tonight's show. By the way, next week's guest, five-star Bill Toth, will join us here on Cashback Radio. That's next Tuesday night, Bill Toth here on CBR. Hey, I'm Brad Dalles. Thanks a lot for tuning in tonight. I will talk to you next week. Keep living the dream.